The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news from the past week. And, you know, if you had told me just 5 years ago that there was a group in the United States that loved war and they hated truth and, you know, would cite all kinds of phony stories and fake statistics to make their point, I'd have said, man, you know, I really hate neocons. But it's not the neocons anymore. It's all Democrats. Kathy Griffin once famously said, Trump broke me. And she might as well have just been speaking for all liberals, basically. I mean, they have just really gone bananas. So this week we've had some doozies, haven't we? So there's a guy named Sean King. And this is a white guy who's pretending to be black. If you remember a while back, there was a lady named Rachel Dolezal, and she was a leader of an NAACP. I can't remember if it was chapter or if it was like the, yeah, it was a chapter. And she got caught for being a white person pretending to be black. And when they caught her, because I think they got her birth certificate and her parents said she was white. They caught her and she said, well, yeah, I'm white, but I identify as black. Well, that was it. It was all over for her. So then she got kicked out and everybody got mad at her. Sean King, I mean, they discovered, you know, on his birth certificate, it says he's white. Both his parents say that he's white. And, you know, growing up, he looks totally white. But he didn't admit it. So he gets to stay on pretending to be black. But anyway, there was a little girl and she got shot. And it was a tragic thing. And her mother, eyewitnessed somebody passing by in a truck who was white. And so Sean King gets wind of this. And he goes into, you know, full-on white people are the worst mode. And many people go in on it with him. And Sean King, this actually worked out well because Sean King was very upset. Or at least pretended to be. I don't know what's in his head. Maybe he does get mad about stuff like this. I don't want to presume the man's feelings. But what I don't like about him is how badly he talks about the race issue. You know, these when people keep aggravating each other with a race thing, it really kind of stirs the pot here, right? So he writes, I swear to my God that I will not stop until I find this man. I need his family, neighbors, everyone connected to him to know I will search every inch of their lives, too, until I find him and he is held accountable. This will not be safe for them. Should turn him in. Okay, so he makes that statement. I don't know if he thought that, well, that's a lot of work or what, but instead, then he offered a reward for the person who shot the little girl. Well, it paid off. And there was information given to him, which he turned over to the police, that did lead to the arrest of the little girl's killer. Now, the killer turned out to be black, not white. And what had happened was he was a gang member and thought he was shooting into another gang member's car. But that didn't stop the mob from, you know, accusing Trump supporters, as they say. I don't know why they would connect a random shooting to Trump supporters, but this is what they do. You know, the people that like to engage in this race type of political garbage. And so when it came out that the person who shot the little girl was black, well, you know, there was a lot of deleted Twitter posts, let's just put it that way, and a lot of egg on the face of people, a lot of deleted videos that went on rants from very you know, well-watched organizations that went off about the situation in this country of white people just killing black people basically for sport. And so these race baiters were left with a lot of egg on their face. And, you know, you'd think that they would retreat into the shadows after something like that. But no. No, they are at it again. So now this Covington school mess, which hopefully you've heard about. And I say hopefully because I think we can all learn something from this. And the lesson to me is that the left is even crazier than we thought they were. And I thought they were nuts. But they're just not nuts. They're, I don't know, super nuts. So CNN puts out this report saying that there's, in Washington, D.C., this school from Kentucky was on a field trip there. And they were all, they were wearing MAGA hats and making fun of Native Americans. Surrounding a Native American, making fun of him. And so they show this video. Oh, by the way, and they said MAGA hat right on the headline. Okay, so you read that headline. And then you see a kid with a MAGA hat on smirking at a Native American who's apparently surrounded by other kids, white kids. And, you know, you look at him and you think, boy, what a jerk. You know, he's making fun of this guy, right? So I'm looking at the comments and, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, everybody is, you're going to find good people and bad people of all walks of life, right? And so, like an idiot, and I should know better, I take the headline at face value. I'm like, well, I guess they found a jerk, and they put him on the news, and they're making a big deal about it so that they can smear everybody in a who supports Trump. Well, I look down in the comments, and one of the comments says something about, like, watch the whole video in context. So I click on it. And I watched the video that this little clip was taken from. So the video is something like an hour, 46 minutes. And it's a slog. Because for most of the video was taken by a group, I think they're called the Black Israelites. And man, these guys are just really mean dudes. And it's so funny because nobody is focusing on them at all. It's their video. So if you don't know about this group, they're a extremely racist, homophobic group of people that claim that their hate is justified by the Bible. And they are really good at quoting Bible verses, though. I have to admit, they are on point with that. They have got it memorized. One guy's like, give me this verse, and they calls it out. And he's able to point out the relevant subject that they're talking about. I mean, it's like he's got the thing memorized or something. I don't know. He's really good at it. But anyway, it doesn't take away from the fact that this is a very racist bunch of people. And it's funny to me that they are ignoring the racism of full-grown adults, organized full-grown adults. In fact, I should just say ignoring it. They're excusing it. They're excusing the racism of full-grown adults and focusing on these kids who, I mean, if you look at them, these are literally, you know, little kids. They're not old enough to know how the world works. And so for those of you who have not seen the video, I need to finish. So the Indigenous Peoples March is hanging around the Lincoln Memorial here. And there are some kids who were visiting the Lincoln Memorial on a field trip to, I think they were there to protest abortion. And so, you know, they're there waiting on their bus. And they're also hanging around the Black Israelite, Hebrew Israelites, who are saying terrible things about them. In fact, since the media will not play it, even the media who is on the kids' side will not play it. Let me play some of these things that these kids have been exposed to, so you can kind of get an idea of the climate that's going on and how restrained these kids were acting. They were very restrained. In fact, I'm going to play a little compilation of a couple of things that they said, and just a few of them. So you can see here that they are insulting women, women of color, blacks, indigenous people, of course, the white MAGA crowd, just everybody. They just hate everybody. All right. Well, everybody who doesn't kowtow to their beliefs is who they hate. So let's play some of these clips here.
And you see this? This is the problem, Israel. It's always our women coming up with a loud mouth, thinking they can run and bogart things, thinking they can come and distract things with their loud-ass mouth because they're not used to dealing with no real men. And you think we supposed to bow down to your damn emotions when you coming to run your mouth and distract what we doing instead of coming with order.
Well, that's not exactly a tolerant attitude towards women, I don't think, but... I don't know. I mean, maybe he's got a point. Women do talk a lot. Let me find another clip. This is a good one. So this one, a Native American who, by the way, you know, Native Americans call themselves Indians, just so that you know that. I mean, it's not a really that a negative term like the liberals say, and at least not as far as I know. I mean, I don't really actually know any Indians, but from what I've seen, it looks like they call themselves Indians. So I'll say Indian because I'm used to saying it. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I hope that's apparent. Okay, so anyway, this Indian, this Native American, is speaking to the Hebrew Israelite, black Hebrew Israelite, and well, here's how their conversation goes.
And that's the reason why the white man got his foot in your ass.
That's right.
And that's the reason why.
And that's why you talk like that. Because the
listen, you're a $5 Indian. You go right, there, you're $5 Indian. You ain't no child of God. You are the devil. You are fake. You are fake, damn $5 Indian.
That's right.
Go that way. You're not our people. Stop trying. You always want to take our culture.
That's right.
Just like the white man.
You know, I do admire that they hate several groups of people, not just one group like the liberals, but these guys hate everybody. You know, I mean, it's kind of endearing. In fact, here they are in my next clip insulting both whites and blacks. They're kind of standing right next to each other. Take a listen.
And that's why you got little Billy and them over there with right. their Make America Great hats again.
And you got the little Kanye's next to them. Look at little Kanye.
Right.
Little Kanye and simple Kanye's. So that's what we out here trying to do. We're not out here trying to cause trouble. We out here trying to show you the truth.
When a group tells you they're not there to cause trouble, they're probably there to cause trouble. I did think that was a pretty clever turn of phrase on Kanye's name, though. So let's do one or two more. Here they are insulting a Native American.
That's right.
Bunch of Uncle Tomahawks.
And he says that several more times in the video. A bunch of Uncle Tomahawks, he calls the Native Americans who are disagreeing with his worldview. A bunch of Uncle Tomahawks. I'll have to remember that insult if I ever join a hate group. And not only are they able to innovate insults, but they also have great respect for the classics. Here they are insulting a black man who is standing with a group of people wearing Make America hats.
Get your old Uncle Tom ass out of here. Get your Uncle Tom ass out of here. Get your Super Sambo ass out of here.
So this is the climate in front of the Lincoln Memorial when this incident is happening. Now remember, this is a bus of kids. This is a bunch of kids waiting on a bus. But let me ask you something. So everybody is focusing on the racism of the kids at this point, who, by the way, have not even done anything. If you watch the video, they haven't done anything. Okay. So if you were a child, okay, and you're hearing this, do you think this rhetoric is likely to make you more racist or less racist? Just a question I'm putting out there. Maybe it's the adults that should be watching the way that they speak, not the kids. All right, well, this clip, like I said, is over an hour and a half long, so I could play clips all day of this garbage. But so what's happening is that this con man, Nathan Phillips, walks up to these kids and starts beating a drum in their face. And then that's the clip of the video that you see. And now they're pretending, well, Nathan Phillips tells the press that he is a veteran, strongly implying a Vietnam veteran, and says that he got in between the two groups to break them up and so that there wasn't any violence. Well, if you look at the video, the two groups aren't really even interacting with each other. So he's just lying. Again, if you watch the video, you'll see this entire thing play out. Now, real quick before I go on, let's talk briefly about Nathan Phillips. So if you go to Snopes, which is a fact-checking website that everyone believes, but really shouldn't, because they are a liberal, biased website. And it says here, did Nathan Phillips falsely claim he was a Vietnam veteran? Okay. So what happens is that you ask Snopes a question like that, they're supposed to tell you yes or no. So the rating that they put here is unproven. Now, if you ask a question that is going to be in against the liberal narrative, they will almost never say false. They'll almost always say unproven. So here's what's true about the claim that they say. Native American activist Nathan Phillips said he served in the U.S. Marines and told news outlets that he was a Vietnam Times or Vietnam era veteran. What's false? Contrary to what multiple news outlets initially stated, Nathan Phillips was not deployed to Vietnam at any time during his military service. So, I mean, take from that what you will, all right? But the fact is that the initial headline that I read, if I can remember it, because they changed the story now. So if you go to the original headline, if you go to the original story that I first saw, it's completely different now. So they've changed the headline, they've changed the story. But the headline I remember reading said something along the lines of MAGA wearing hat teen makes fun of Vietnam veteran, Native American or something like that. And that is what sparked all the outrage. You know, when you look at that and then you see this kid looking smugly at this Native American, when you see that headline, you believe it. So the press has set everyone on fire about this. And then luckily, somebody put out the video of the full incident where the people could just check it out for themselves. And, you know, the way that I found it was so unlikely. You know, you had to kind of pour through the comments. But eventually people started posting that video on these Twitter remarks because people would tweet things like, you know, this kid ought to get beat up and doxed. And then somebody down below would put a link to this video, thankfully. And, you know, the comments in the video said they erased this video off of Facebook, but they left the edited ones. And I completely believe that. So now it's been proven that this incident did not occur the way that it was initially reported. Some press outlets put out a retraction, but a lot of them doubled down. And it's funny because the ones that put out a retraction were blasted by liberals. Some morning show had the kid in the video, the smirking kid, and they have him in the video, and God, this guy looks so young, man. And he's talking to the reporter, and the reporter is asking these very slanted questions. Do you have any guilt about this? Have you ever looked at this from the other side? And just these really, you know, crummy questions. Did you ever realize that just standing there is offensive? And I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. So the conservatives, of course, thumbed down the video because of the slanted reporting. And then the liberals are angry that they're interviewing this kid and giving him any type of FaceTime so that he can explain his side of the story. So they thumbs down the video. So this video has thousands and thousands of views. It has like 34 likes and everything else is it's like a thumbs down. All right. So the left continues to smear these guys. First thing that they did was they're like, oh, you think the Covington School kids are so nice? Look at this. And there's a cropped picture from 2014, 2015, before Trump was elected, of these kids who are painted black head to toe. And there's a, and the way the picture is cropped is that there's a black basketball player in the frame. So they're saying that these kids are making fun of this basketball player. Well, if you watch, if you see the entire picture, and if you look at video of the event, it was a blackout game. Everyone was dressed in black, and many people painted completely head to toe in black. So that narrative was BS. Next, they have a very short video clip of somebody walking by getting catcalled by some kids in a MAGA hat. And she claims that they said that she was a slut and all of this. Well, you know, people went through the person who posted it, that lady's Twitter history. Not only is she, by liberal standards, a huge racist because she's got all these racist slurs against blacks, against Asians. But on top of that, the video is like 3 seconds long. So the things that she says the kids said aren't in the video. In fact, I heard when the kids saying something along the lines of, we can't hear you, implying that she had been insulting them before the video started, before the edited video began. So I'd love to see that full video. I have a feeling that we have another false story on our hands, or out of context story on our hands. And then finally, they have a kid making a joke saying it's not rape if you enjoy it. Not only is that kid not necessarily even associated with the other kids, but this kid who's saying it is so young. I doubt he's even had sex. He's repeating a stupid joke he's heard before. And it has nothing to do with the original point, which is that the press is taking an incident and making it look like it's something that it's not. And then the people are calling for the heads of these young kids who don't know Jack. Anyway, the whole thing is incredible to me. It's astounding that the left has lost their minds. And, you know, I hate saying left because I hate saying right, left, Democrat, Republican. You know, I think that people should battle for their ideas. But, I mean, it's kind of clear that one side is gone completely berserk. Hey, you know what? When the neocons went nuts and they did the whole Iraq war thing, I was against them. But nowadays, the crazy has switched sides. So there it is, the Covington incident. I encourage you to look for the video yourself. Just go to YouTube. It's probably too late for him to take it down, so I'm sure you'll find it. And do a search for Covington Catholic full video. And the full video is an hour and 46 minutes long or so. So that's how you'll know that you'll do it. Oh, you'll also have to put a filter and say you only want to see videos that are over 20 minutes long. So you get videos that aren't just from CBS, ABC, and all the phony clips. YouTube has really made it a chore to find the truth. So I didn't really get much of a chance to talk about anything else, which is too bad. You know, they arrested Roger Stone. He's out on a bail of like $250,000 or something like that. But what's weird is that CNN was right there for his capture. So they called it reporter's intuition. So none of the other news outlets but CNN happen to get it. And I'm sure that story will come out and we'll have lots of great stuff to talk to you about next.